In just a couple of weeks, Rapid City will have a new concert venue. Ursa Major hopes to give more national touring acts a place to stop in between Denver and Minneapolis while attracting more regional talent. SDPB's Steve Zwemke visited with Jason Ward, technical coordinator and talent buyer for Ursa Major on Tuesday. Ward says there's a need in Rapid City for a new and different type of club.
Yeah, there was. There's a really strong collection of smaller venues here, and we've got a good collection of larger venues. So we've got the Performing Arts Center here is a good sized room. They've got a studio, a stage, a studio theater that seats about 150, and then we've got some like lower capacity places that are in like record stores and comedy theaters. But there's nothing that kind of hits this mid-range. That still tends to be on the low end of things, but the kind of the next step up that we can start getting nationally touring bands in. So the capacity of this place is about 300. So it's kind of ideal for the kinds of shows that we wanted to be able to bring in.
Where in Rapid City is Ursa Major?
It's located in the building next to Hay Camp Brewing at 6th and Kansas City downtown.
Ah, good location.
Yeah.
Tell me about the partnership that has gotten Ursa Major off the ground and operational.
So we've started a nonprofit, a music education nonprofit here, that's working with these guys. So we're kind of trying to build the venue from an event standpoint to be able to bring in bands more consistently. But part of the problem is we don't have the connections with agents at the moment. We have lots of opportunities to try and get bands to come through town, but we don't have those connections really solidified that we're plugged in while they're booking, you know, say 6 to 9 months out. Usually, we're usually a stopgap when people find that there's no shows between. They'll have open dates between, say, Minneapolis or Denver or Minneapolis and Seattle with days off. Then they will look to us, sometimes local promoters and stuff, and see if there are opportunities to book shows here. But it's kind of waiting for us to find those opportunities and just have them kind of either we chase them down or people approach us. And if we have a place to do it, great. If not, we don't. So we're trying to establish a location with a front-facing brand that says this is a live concert event venue.
Yeah.
That those artists and agents can look to book, you know, farther and farther out.
It's good to see more establishments try to catch some of those acts in between Minneapolis and Denver, because it seems like when you look at tour schedules, those are kind of the connections and nothing in between. So it's nice to see Sioux Falls be able to do some of that, and it'll be nice to see Rapid City have that chance too.
Yeah, and I think from a developmental standpoint, it works for us to be able to try and encourage more up-and-coming bands from Denver and Minneapolis to be able to do small tours. Mm-hmm. And use us as a conduit to get from Minneapolis to Denver from a band that wouldn't ordinarily tour in this direction. They would usually just go, if you're in Minneapolis, maybe you would just go to Wisconsin and Chicago and then come back if you're going to do a little weekend thing. But this, if we can encourage bands from Denver and Minneapolis to kind of travel back and forth through us and have places to stay and shows to do, then that works for everybody.
Yeah, and there's no shortage of acts from those two cities either. I love the name. It's the title of a song by the Catherine Wheel, but I'm sure that's not where the idea came from. Where did the name Ursa Major come from?
Yeah, we were working with Hay Camp on an idea that kind of bridged. They've got a really unique kind of Art Deco-y kind of building that was built in the 40s. It was a Cadillac dealership, so it has this huge silver awning out front, and they've been casually referring to that as the mothership, and that's the name of their coffee shop or their common area that they have in the front of their space there outside the tavern. But their kind of look prior to that had been kind of old-timey Rapid City, early days Rapid City, kind of Old West, lots of wood. So we were trying to find something that merged those two concepts, the space-agey kind of spaceship with Old West kind of stuff. And so a natural connection kind of came in with Close Encounters of the Third Kind, this giant mothership over the first national monument in the United States, which it wasn't established that much later than Rapid City was, like maybe only 20 years or something.
That's cool.
That was kind of where we ran with that concept and ran with Devil's Tower, which is referred to in Devil's Tower as kind of a mistranslation of the name Bear's Lodge. So we were kind of ran with this kind of bare steam, and to tie it more to the space end of things, we just went with a constellation that was a bear.
Yeah. How did you decide on a design for the inside? And were some things in other clubs around the region or the country that were, did you find some things that were important to appropriate for Ursa Major?
Yeah, I mean, we had design guides that were kind of referencing elements from Close Encounters of the Third Kind, National Parks Monument kind of signage, and then Devil's Tower itself. So we took all those elements, and it's kind of an interesting intersection. There's another place in Portland called the Doug Fir Lounge that has a kind of a similar vibe, where it's got this very like space age floor, like that has like these lighted floors along with like very kind of log cabin aesthetics inside. They mix those two things really well. So we were kind of it was a nice reference for us to be able to look at and say, oh, what have they done there? How can we incorporate these sorts of elements together?
Nice.
We didn't have to kind of create it from scratch, but we've kind of taken our own approach on that on that same kind of combination of Old West versus Space Age.
You want people to have a great experience and come back to see future events. How do you accomplish that?
I think what we really wanted to do was just create a space that made you step into a unique environment that you feel like you kind of wonder where you're at, and it's just the sort of experience that takes you out of the everyday and lets you kind of come into this space to fully experience a show, or that extends to other sorts of events, be it parties or corporate events or wedding receptions. We want to create that kind of unique space here rather than creating another black box that people can kind of access in a few other places here in town.
How about food and drink? Is that available and part of the experience for concert goers?
Yeah, it can be. Lots of the stuff that we'll do in Ursa Major is all ages, but the tavern will be available next door for people who are over 21. You can get wristbands. Mm-hmm. We can control access points so that we can still serve in the back of that place. And then while they're waiting for their restaurant to kind of come online, I don't know what the timeline for that is, maybe a year or so, but there's food trucks outside almost all the time at Hay Camp, so...
Good.
Yeah, food and drink are definitely part of the experience there.
Good plans. You have big plans for the grand opening. How about some details?
Best Coast will be there September 20th for our grand opening. Yeah, we're really excited. It's a really great opportunity to bring an artist of this caliber into town. It's something that I don't think we would have ordinarily sought out for this sort of thing. I mean, maybe in our wildest dreams we would have thought we would get something like this, but this is something that came along at just the right time for us to do this opening here and have some of this caliber.
Yeah, that's great. Best Coast is an awesome booking, and I would imagine could possibly sell out.
Yeah, definitely. We're getting to that point now, and we're trying to do some things where we're encouraging students to come to the show. So we're sponsoring student tickets for certain organizations in high schools and at the School of Mines here.
That's a really big way to open the doors. What about down the road? You mentioned different ways of trying to attract bands to play at Ursa Major. Are you looking for bands that are of a certain genre, or will Ursa Major have all types of bands play there?
I think it'll be all kinds of bands. It'll kind of depend on the booking relationships that we can foster over the next 6 months. But yeah, I mean... the world of independent music is sort of crosses lots of the genre lines, so we're definitely not sticking to any genre lines, but agents will be the common thread, I think, there, and relationships between bands. So as we get bands from Minneapolis, I think those friends of bands that also cut across genre lines.
How about people that want to know more about Ursa Major? Do you have a website up yet? I know you have a Facebook page.
Obviously, yeah. Our main website is ursamajor.live. Right now, you can buy tickets there to the Best Coast event, and we'll start having a calendar available there. That'll be our main ticketing site, so be sure to look for that.
Ursa Major's grand opening band, Best Coast, hails from Los Angeles. Their third studio album, California Nights, has yielded hit songs with the title cut and with Heaven Sent. Their September 20th concert christens the new Rapid City venue. Ursa Major technical coordinator and talent buyer Jason Ward spoke with SDPB's Steve Zwemke on Tuesday.